News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With growing concern over global economic uncertainty and Trump's trade tariffs, the government is now considering delaying the rollout of the living wage. So, a necessary move to protect business or a step back on promised worker protections? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Dr. Laura Bambrick, a social policy officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, and Finbar Finland, centre owner in Sligo and incoming chair of ISME. Finbar, to you first. You welcome this move to delay the rollout of the living wage?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, I do. I do welcome that there's a change in the timeline to reaching the living wage. In yesterday's Sunday Times article, a government source was quoted as saying that businesses had been roaring at them, that businesses can't afford all the measures which are coming down the track. And to be fair, I've been one of those businesses that has been shouting at them. As we've stated many times, ISME supports the framework of a minimum wage and a living wage in Ireland. The existence of both of them will serve two purposes. Like, it sets a floor value for remuneration below which employers cannot pay, but it also prevents a race to the bottom competition amongst employers trying to compete exclusively on lower labour costs. But we do have a material issue with the level of the increases. Over the last 2 years, my wage bill has gone up over 19%. And like all SME owners like myself, we all want to do what's best for our staff. They are the lifeblood of all our businesses. However, we must ensure that we also maintain the viability of our businesses to ensure that we continue to employ those staff.
Okay. I want to bring Laura Bambrick in. Laura, you heard what Finbar had to say.
I suppose what I would say to Finbar is that it's really, if government are looking to, as reported, looking to cut or delay the living wage, it's going to have an impact on his business and businesses like him, because minimum wage workers spend all of their money. So they're your customers. You have more customers, I imagine, than you have staff. So there's going to be less money circulating in local economies going into small businesses. So not only is it morally bankrupt to do this to our lowest paid workers, it's economically short-sighted.
Okay, Finbar, how about that? Economically short-sighted as well as morally bankrupt?
Well, I disagree with both. No more than the cost of tariffs that everybody is talking about. And there's a grave concern that we are going to enter a recession and that we have strange times ahead of us. The cost of tariffs are all going to be passed on to the consumer. The same things happens with wage increases that are above the rate of inflation. They're going to be passed on to the consumer. So actually increasing wages in a time when we're in recession is absolutely the wrong thing to do, because it's just going to be passed on to the consumer.
Okay, all right, Laura, how about that?
And it'll be wiped out.
No, Finbar, the thing that's going to impact businesses like yours, businesses that pay the minimum wage, businesses that pay the low pay, isn't going to be tariffs directly. It's going to be the fall in consumer confidence in household spending. Now, how government should respond to that is to protect spending, to protect the money going into local economies, and taking money out of the pockets of sick workers and minimum wage workers is exactly the opposite to do that.
I'm going to bring Finbar in.
Yeah, if we want to really look after people on minimum wage, we can't continually force that burden onto employers who would then have to pass it on to the consumers. I do agree, we do have to help people on minimum wage, but it's up to the government to reduce the house of costing, the cost of housing, the cost of childcare, the cost of energy, the cost of healthcare. It's not up to businesses, and we have to change that. So,
last word to you, Laura Bambrick.
Okay, before we move to this commitment to move our minimum wage to a living wage, the minimum wage increased by under €2, €1.95 over 7 years. What is happening in the last 3 years and what is due to happen in 2026 is just about pay restoration, returning the minimum wage, the value of the minimum wage, to where it was when it was introduced 25 years ago. It has been allowed to wither on the vine.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Laura Bambrick, Finbar Finland, thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.